The European Union leaders have formally agreed upon a deal for Britain's departure from the bloc. The 27 leaders took barely half an hour at a summit in Brussels to approve the 600-page treaty. It sets the terms for the UK withdrawal from the EU on March 29th of next year. The accord also outlines a future free trading relationship between the bloc and Britain. Well, the biggest question now is whether British Prime Minister Theresa May's divided minority government can steer the deal through fierce resistance in Parliament. The European Commission president has urged Britons to back the agreement.
I'm inviting those who have to ratify this deal in the House of Commons to take this in consideration. This is the best deal possible for Britain. This is the best deal possible for Europe. This is the only deal possible. The only deal possible.
Juncker described Brexit as a tragedy. European Council President Donald Tusk also said the bloc is determined to have as close as possible a partnership with Britain. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel hailed the deal as a piece of diplomatic art. Now, the British Prime Minister hailed the agreement and said it secures the rights of people in the United Kingdom.
As Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, I have felt very keenly my responsibility to deliver a deal that works for the whole UK and for all of its parts. So what we have agreed protects the constitutional integrity of the United Kingdom. We rejected proposals which would have compromised that integrity and insisted on keeping all parts of our UK in a single customs territory. This deal delivers that. It also honours the solemn commitment we made to the people of Northern Ireland that there should be no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
May urge both Leave and Remain voters to unite behind the agreement, but the Prime Minister faces opposition from both her own party as well as the House of Commons. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn has described the agreement as a miserable failure of negotiations. He said that his party will vote against the deal. The UK Parliament is expected to vote on the divorce deal in early December. Well, let's cross over to London, joined by political commentator William Spring. Thank you so much for being with us. Did you expect the European Union to approve this Brexit deal? Or how were you surprised by it or not?
No, not at all. The EU have been pushing for this, what we call Brino, Brexit in name only. Brino, and that's what we've got. We've got a treacherous Prime Minister, Mrs. May, who should be impeached by the House of Commons. It's a rather unusual procedure. I don't think it's been applied since 1785, but it's about time it was applied against Mrs. May and also her leg man, a civil servant who's been dominating the discussions, Ollie Robbins. This man has betrayed Westminster democracy, as indeed Mrs. May has betrayed the millions of people who voted and for actually an out. I voted years and years ago to join the EU, but that was a terrible mistake of mine about 1974. Afterwards, we realized what a dreadful mistake it was. I remember asking Mr. Heath at a meeting in Hastings, how would we get out of this club if we changed our mind? He said, oh, don't worry, my dear boy. All you would have to do is repeal the 1972 European Communities Act. Another liar. That was Ted Heath. And the whole of the Tory party, with one or two or few exceptions, is composed, the front bench, of liars who are absolutely disgraceful.
Well, William, where do you see this going right now? So now the House of Commons have to vote on this. Do you think that they are going to approve this agreement or not?
No, I don't think they will. I certainly hope they won't. But of course, one doesn't know what inducements the government can give to people who are swing voters, as it were. I know one chap, one of the MPs, was just being given a knighthood, who was going to vote against it. So for different reasons, there could be pressures brought on the British Parliament, parliamentarians, but I somehow don't think it'll work, particularly when you apply it to the Ulster Unionists. The Ulster Unionists have recognised a situation for many years where they were fighting against the IRA, so they're pretty tough cookies. And I don't think they're going to bow to May's grovelling obeisance to the European Union and Claude Juncker or whatever his name is.
All right, William, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm out of time, but definitely we will talk again about this whole situation. Appreciate you being with us out of London, William Spring, political commentator.